Great being here, Todd. I hope you're having a great day.
I am. Let's turn our attention really to South America first. Can you start in Argentina and give me an update of what conditions are like there?
Well, they've been pretty dry for a while, and the dryness is not typical of what we would see in a major drought, in that it's only a localized pocket of dryness. But the important thing about it is that it's centered on Buenos Aires, and that's the number one corn producer, the number one sunflower producer, and the number one wheat producer. And it also extends into nearby areas of Cordoba and Santa Fe, and those are the number two and three producers. So even though it's not a real big drought, it's kind of just centered on the right spot. If you think about it this way, pretend Illinois had a severe drought and it was touching parts of Missouri, Iowa, and Indiana. It's kind of the same thing we have here. It's not huge, it's not affecting the entire country or anything like that, but it's just in the spot where most of the crops are produced. And the way it looks going forward is that it's going to be pretty dry region-wide over the next week, so nothing happening for a little bit because of areas of high pressure. Then we get about a week and 10 days out from now, and we'll see a storm system or two move through, but everything that we're looking at suggests that the humidity levels are going to be too dry or too low to produce much rain in Buenos Aires. So we'll be dealing with the same story once we get into the middle of the month. The reason this is important is because sunflowers are planted pretty early. That starts in September and goes into October. And it's similar for the first crop corn that they have. And so we're going to be turning sensitive over the last half of the month. And with these dry conditions in place, you have to start paying a little more attention to it.
How are crop conditions in Brazil?
Well, compared to where they were a year ago, it's much, much drier now than it was back then. There are rains in the forecast, and that's probably the one difference that we have versus a year ago. And we are going to see some decent rainfall in the key areas of Goiás and Mato Grosso, which is where about 40 to 45% of soybeans are produced. And we did see rain to the south of those two states over the last 24 hours. And so that's taking some of the dryness pressure off. But all of that being said, they have been drier than they were in recent years at this point in time. And because of that, we just need to see these rains continue. It's not like we got dumped on back in October or November and we can ride that out for a little while. We just haven't really been seeing big rains over the long period of time. So things right now are stable there, but they could still change one way or the other, especially depending on what happens about 10 to 14 days out and then even beyond that. It does look a little bit drier in the central areas of Brazil, which again is where a lot of the soybeans are produced. But with all the rains coming up between now and then, it's kind of a waiting game in Brazil.
Here in the United States, harvest remains. Will producers be able to continue this week and next week?
Well, for the next few days, it looks pretty fantastic. High temperatures way above normal in the 40s and 50s, and dry across most of the central United States, so not much happening in the near term. This all, though, is being preceded by what's going to be a major pattern change on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. At that point in time, we'll see an Arctic front blast onto the south, and that will turn in much more wintry around the central U.S. from early next week forward. So don't get used to the way it is now. Just go outside and enjoy it, because it is going to come to a rather marked end here in not too long. We should see some rain and snow in Michigan and Wisconsin on Sunday night through Monday night. And that's important because that's where some of the corn is still sitting out there in the fields. We still have a lot of corn also in North Dakota. The problem there is that it snowed a lot last week, and now, even though it's not snowing at the moment, that snow is melting because of mild temperatures, so it's still pretty muddy. Again, once we get beyond the next few days, though, things aren't looking quite as good because of what we just talked about. And then there's more systems out there beyond that. Illinois and points to the north and east are going to need to keep watching the weather, because there are some chances for snowfall starting up not only early next week, but in about 7 to 10 days out, too.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.